Well, join me in an attitude of prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer. Grace and loving God, we do thank you for so many things. Sometimes we don't understand why certain books are in the Bible, like Job and Esther and Song of Solomon and so forth, but you put them in there for our benefit, and it's really a testament, especially with Job, with all the challenges and different things that he went through, but he never lost his faith in you. And that's what we all need to do too. Lord, continue to let our faith grow, that we can better understand that only in this life, as you told us, that we'd have trials and tribulations, and you never told us there were going to be so many. But then you got on to say, but fear not, for I've overcome the world. You've given us the hope that this life that we're living here is only temporal. It's being prepared for the life ahead, eternal life with you. You had told us that you went to prepare a place for us. And he said, if it wasn't true, I wouldn't have told you. But I do prepare a place for you. There are many rooms, many mansions, many resting places in my home. And I prepared a place for you. So we hang on to the precious hope that we have through Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you decided that you wanted to show us that what you look like. And you wanted to show us that we can have hope. And you wanted to show us how to handle this thing called life. And we're so grateful that you came. And you went through all of that. And then you took the sins of the world to the cross of Calvary and broke that bondage over sin and death when they put you in the grave. Praise be to God. The devil held that over us forever and ever. And you broke that bondage. And then you promised to come again, and we're so grateful. The disciples were so happy about being in a love relationship with you, and they watched you and often wondered why you went by yourself after dinner. And you told them, well, guys, you know, I'm God in the flesh. Just, you know, like you, I get hungry, I get lonely, I get tired, and get to a point that I got to go talk to the Father. And they said, well, can we talk to the Father? And he said, yeah. Let me give you a prayer, a model prayer for all of your prayers to line up with as we pray that prayer Jesus taught together by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever.